Perfect. Cue intro. Welcome to DID.
Welcome back.
The people's brand.
Wow.
That's new.
That is new. Are we settling on that?
I think we should come up with a code so that they can remember every week. So it's like a thing, you know?
Every
like,
week it changes.
That's not how that works.
You have to take the first letter from each week's code, and then it spells our actual code.
Well, the point of it is to, so they remember it, so it's stuck in their head.
Gotcha, okay.
So it's like...
That's why it's the people's brand?
Yeah. So it's like...
For the people, I see.
Well, it's just something they can remember.
Okay.
So welcome to the DID podcast, the people's brand.
The people's podcast. Short for the PP.
Funny.
It's PB right now, the people's brand.
Yeah.
People's brand and... I'm trying to make PB and Jack.
Yeah,
do it.
No.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Okay.
So let's just pass the intro. Let's begin.
Okay.
It's been a week. We missed last week. Mm-hmm. So much for our consistency.
Yeah. But we're only like 2 days late, right? Sunday was just 2 days ago. Today's
yeah, but Tuesday? We missed all of last week.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah. We'll get into that. Oops. Do we want to rattle off some...
Get the
I got some updates.
Yeah,
get the
yeah.
updates.
That's a good structure. Get those out of the way.
Yep. Do you have any updates on website, apparel?
Yeah, I mean, we're shooting around with some more ideas that I sent you. So, I mean, maybe a new survey up this week. Maybe not. I mean, they're kind of in the early stages, so I don't know. I don't know if we'll run with them, but we got a lot of good feedback from our other surveys for sure on the t-shirts and stuff, so... we'll probably be narrowing down which one's going to make and probably put that out
yeah.
soon. Because I know website's still good to try and be released in January, like the start of 2021. So we're definitely going to have some shirts and stuff ready for that drop.
Yep. So the polls have been great. We've been getting
mm-hmm.
actually
good,
yeah. good voting day. On it. The first shirt was like 10 votes. And now we're up to like 30 votes, 40 votes.
Yeah, it's getting heated.
So now, like, we're getting some... You guys are really deciding on what we're releasing now.
Uh-huh.
I think most of them won.
Yeah.
So we'll go through that. We're also... We probably have some new people to the podcast. We've been doing some marketing on our Instagram.
Definitely.
We're getting some more followers. So if you're new, welcome to the DID podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
The people's brand.
I just want to put like cheesy text over every time you say that, like the 90s, like the people's brand. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So the voting is great.
Yeah.
We're pretty much wrapping that up. Kind of. We'll have a couple more designs that we'll pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Website. And then what I was gonna ask you, and I'm gonna propose to them, is so obviously we need a strategy to promoting the. The brand and the apparel.
Right.
So I've come up with an idea.
Okay.
Where we basically, we can do this. I'll just tell you what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay.
We'll have a competition.
Okay.
Almost like a phase 5.
Okay.
If you don't know what that is, I'm going to explain our version anyways.
All right.
We'll have a DID3. A DI3.
Oh.
Boom.
Okay.
So we'll have like a DI3 where we select 3 basically ambassadors.
Okay.
Who me and you will select.
Mm-hmm.
And we will basically give them some free apparel basically to promote.
Gotcha.
Do a photo shoot, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we will try to select. It'll be a selection process because we want to try to pick 3 people who, one, we know would kind of have some influence on obviously marketing more,
mm-hmm.
giving us more sales or whatever, more people come showing interest.
Yeah.
So it'd be like their following, how we think their influence is, and then also more importantly, like, do they represent DID? Like, who
the people's brand,
who the people are, who you guys are, do they do we feel like they represent them and us? And I have some ideas of people, but obviously me and you, because we're gonna have to be like selective, because obviously three free drops, and then it would be almost like a requirement, like you got to do a photo shoot with it, tag it.
Yeah, it'd just be like ambassadors basically of the brand.
Yeah, so cool. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that for sure. But yeah, definitely.
I was thinking three for now. Mm-hmm. That's a good starting point, and I think that's enough.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty cool.
Sick. Yeah. All right, so then I guess here's our next announcement. We are announcing the DI3.
Previously just discussed.
You could DM us on Instagram.
Yeah.
We are also going to be reaching out to certain people we think we are interested in. Mm-hmm. It works both ways.
Yeah.
And then we'll begin that process, like, now.
Yeah.
Right after this.
Even, like, if you don't think you're a good representative, like, if you think your friend or something fits the brand pretty good too, like, don't be afraid to, like, you know, let them know. And if they'd be interested in, like, our brand and our stuff, that, like, they could be an ambassador and send them our way.
Yep, so, and you'll get free shirts on drop one.
Yeah, maybe some other fun little stuff too.
Yep.
Some ambassador exclusives.
Yeah, and we're looking for ambassadors of DID. You could join DID today.
Yeah.
All right. The hashtag DI3.
I like that.
Yep, and we'll probably, what, end that?
Definitely before the 2021 website and everything. Get that all figured out before we launch an official thing, yeah.
Probably around Christmas time, even sooner. We're going to give it, a couple weeks at least?
Yeah, make sure we think through everything and figure out what we got. But.
So get your entries in, and we'll be reaching out as well. All right, so why are we a week late? We talked about consistency, me and you.
I know.
We talked about... not saying we're dropping on this day.
And not,
but it's in our blood, so.
It is, you know, it comes with the brand. The people's brand. Everyone has, you know, those days.
And that's exactly, we represent you guys.
Yeah.
Late. All the time. Just. You don't want to be late, you don't choose to be late.
Yeah.
But you're late. Or on time, which is still late to some people. Your work doesn't want you there on time.
No, yeah.
They want you there 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early.
But don't clock in that early. You're just supposed to hang out.
Yeah.
Can't clock in early.
Physically be there.
Yeah.
Not timesheet, though.
No, I'm not going to pay you for that.
So, we were not here last week because I was at Texas. That's it.
whole story.
That
played out.
That was it.
Yeah.
It was Thanksgiving last week. Mm-hmm. So visited some family.
Happy birthday.
And that was. I don't have any crazy interesting stories, other than I've gained a lot of business intel that we are going to start instilling into the DID brand.
I thought you were gonna say you gained a lot of weight, and I was like, oh my god.
No, I did. I put on 9 pounds. Not in a week.
Oh, I was like, dang, dude, you missed one episode.
No.
10 pounds later.
Yeah, I put on 10 pounds in about 2 weeks.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's like good weight, though.
Yeah, I got some protein powder working out.
Yeah, I can tell. Thanks. I can tell.
It's because I'm wearing 3 shirts.
And for those of you who aren't watching, which we highly advise you guys should tune into the YouTube last 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
We'll remind you again, you should probably tune into the YouTube so you can see us. We always come up with the best fits.
Rep.
Yep, we rep. Shout out to Grand Running Club out of California. Hopefully they'll sponsor us in the next one. But what I was going to say was, for those of you not watching, Ben stands at about 6'6", 250.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely ripped.
So it's kind of starting to become a little more obvious that he's putting on more weight, lifting a lot more.
I'm a real triangle these days.
I can see like seps coming off your biceps.
Yeah, I got that neck that forms like above your regular neck, you know, the like second neck.
It's not unreal, dude. You've definitely been putting in the work.
Thank you, man. Yeah. It's been a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have 3 different gym memberships.
Right, because you use all 3 of them at the
same time. Well, I do my first workout at the first gym, and I run to the second one, do another workout, then run to the third one so I can get cardio in between each workout. Yeah, that way they don't see me sleeping at the same one every day.
Because the guy never sleeps.
Yeah. I actually only take a break from working out to do these podcasts.
Right. Yeah. Because that was the other reason why we didn't podcast last week, was because you were doing your gym running.
Yeah, it was a grind week.
Yeah. So I was gone. But more importantly, he wouldn't have been able to do it anyways.
Middle of a gym marathon, if you will.
Yeah. That's what we do here at DID. The people's brand. We know our audience. We know you guys just crank on protein powder all night.
Oh, yeah.
We know you guys are in the gym 24/7.
You're listening to this whilst pumping iron. We know this to be a fact.
Yeah. Like, we've clearly established our audience, and we know who you guys are, and that's why we're so successful and pretty much, like, famous already.
Yeah. We're not actually even the people's brand anymore. We're the gym's brand.
Gym's brand.
Gym's brand.
We're just like a bunch of gym rats here, and that's our niche, you know?
Yeah,
just,
we're taking back the name Gym from Slim Jim to being Ripped Gym. Catch us at King's buying Ripped Gyms.
I love Ripped Gyms.
Yeah, man. Ripped.
Sick.
Anyways, that's why we missed last week.
Yeah. That was a quick recap of why we missed.
Quick.
We got through the ambassadors. We're also going to be, we're going to start bringing on guests soon. Mm-hmm. Probably a couple episodes. We might do, two more episodes after this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll bring our first guests on. We already got the one slot locked in. We're not announcing our guests. You're just going to have to tune in every week to see who the guest is. And I'm also, I got to remember we're a team. Come on. Like,
the people. We're all people.
Yeah. Us, DID, we're going to be reaching out to certain individuals for possible guests as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you got to be producing content for us. We're all about the content grind here. So if you get reached out, consider yourself honored.
Yeah.
Because
meet us at the gym. We'll talk it over.
Fact. So yeah, we're going to be selective with our guests. We already have our first one locked in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there. But I have a few ideas, too. Hopefully you have some ideas.
Oh, definitely.
I feel like, you know, it's just me and this DID. I just come up with everything.
It's a DIY.
DIY. DIY, DI3, DID.
Calm down with those bars.
Speaking of bars, I want to propose this to the people.
Okay, to the people.
And to you.
Oh.
I've been thinking for our album.
Yeah.
I know we said we were going to kind of constrict it again, focus on it.
Yeah.
To make sure, like, we have some quality on there.
Certified bangers.
What if we just put on, like, a lot of music, like, originally what we were going to do.
Yeah.
Features with who we want to have on.
Mm-hmm.
And we just make music, and then whatever we have, just project for a summer release. And we don't release anything that we make.
Okay.
And then we just build the album. So, like, whatever, we'll start making music, January. After we get everything rolling, we'll start getting in the lab, getting in the stew.
Oh, yeah.
You know, doing what we're here to do. Rap. But we'll start making music after that.
Yeah.
And then I guess we don't have to put everything we make on there, obviously, but we can make it a good size
little project.
Yeah, project, because I imagine that'll be the last project for another while. Might as well slap like 15 on it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, 15 songs. So that's where the music is. So for those of you, some of you have been asking, like, when's the album dropping? When's the music dropping? That's how I imagine you guys talk. Because
Ripped Gym Rats.
Yeah. Where's the music at? that's what we're here for. We're not here to listen to you talk. But guess what?
Rapping is just talking. Sorry to break it to you. It's over. Ruined your whole life. Wrestling is fake. We never went to the moon. All right, I'm done.
All right. So the music, project for a summer drop, but we're starting in January. Yeah. 2021 is year of DID.
Catch us up, yeah. It's going to be sick.
And then, how do we want to approach the music videos? We're not projecting to drop that on the first, right?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think music videos will just be much more like time-oriented, like when we have some time free.
Yeah.
I'll just go for it.
Yeah, we won't set dates on that. 2021.
Yeah, 2021 for sure. If we do set dates, it'll be like after we've filmed. And we're just like in the editing process, and we'll be like, hey, it's dropping soon. We'll like kind of send a little preview or something like that.
For sure.
Pretty cool.
We'll do Soda Pop for sure.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't listened to Soda Pop, go listen to it. New viewers, Soda Pop, banger. Go run it up. SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music. All platforms.
Oh, yeah. Napster, whatever.
Napster, yeah. We're Napster guys ourselves.
The original Napster.
We listen on Napster. We listen to audiobooks.
Okay.
Is that what Napster's for?
No.
Oh, okay.
What? No, I'm just trying to think of that audiobook. Anyways. Yeah, that's good.
So Soda Pop is one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, the tentative is a Slapjack music video, which could be really cool. But mm-hmm. I also think we're going to be making 10 plus songs
mm-hmm.
during that time period. So we might, we're going to. They're all going to be bangers, naturally.
Yeah.
But we might find another.
That fits in better, yeah.
Yeah, that will be more fun to film. Soda Pop's an OG, though. We're going to roll with that one for the music video. That'll probably be the first one we film.
Yeah.
And we already got ideas for it.
Definitely.
You showed me something today.
Yeah, new little friend in the family. Split purchase. A nice little 94 Geo Tracker, hard top, four-wheel drive. You already know it. So, the Adventure Mobile. Keep you updated on that, maybe. Peep the Instagram, follow me, Tartak. There'll be some photos of it as it grows. Got some big plans for it. If you guys are into that.
They should be. They voted 98% on the car t-shirt design.
You guys really like the E30. I got a Porsche design, a 911 classic. So
we're going to do that one because I want that one.
You know, DM the gram or me personally if you want some like cars on a shirt that you like. You know, hit me up. It'd be kind of cool. I got some like classic Lincolns in the work from a while ago. Old Volkswagen Rabbit, Mach 1. So I don't know.
That's what we're running with.
Yeah, cars are cool.
And I know nothing about cars. He does. So it shows the spectrum we're on.
Oh, yeah.
We make a fantastic duo.
Good range. It's a nice lazy day, man. It's not Sunday, but it feels like a Sunday, you know?
Definitely does. It's finals week or weeks for me. I'm so over school. I don't know how I have another year left.
That's the vibes I'm getting from everybody, man. Like, I'm so happy I graduated and I did. Like, good lord. I can't even imagine it right now.
Like, after this, I'm going to go write a paper tonight. I'm going straight home to write a paper.
Shout us out, you know, get us that followers so we don't have to go home and write papers anymore. Help me out so I don't have to deliver Postmates anymore. I work for Postmates, so if you deliver food, you could be meeting a famous person. So keep that in mind.
That's his new job.
Yeah.
If you were here last week, you found out he quit his old job.
Classic. I really hit him where it hurts. And now I'm working for Postmates.
That company is definitely down in the dumps right now.
Oh, yeah.
They lost out on Tartak.
It's a big loss for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of text messages. People like, I see you're not on the schedule. I'm so sad to see you leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, take me with you. You're famous.
I know. It's pretty crazy. When I deliver for Postmates, actually, It's pretty hard because I have to, like, I usually just drive by and drop it out the window so I don't get flooded with people. Like, they see the car pull up and they're like, I know that man. So I just chuck it out.
That's Tartak.
Yeah, they're just grateful they saw me.
Yeah.
Leave me a $100 tip and I dip out for the day.
Because.
One delivery a day.
But you don't even need the $100 tip.
No. I actually just donate it right back to them because we're here for you, the people's
friend. Yeah.
All right, let me make sure the camera didn't quit out on us yet.
Yeah, good check. I think
we're at 2045, so.
All right.
I'm going to do a quick stop and restart for the last like little bit so it doesn't quit out.
Quick stop and restart.
All right, we're back. Nice.
So as we mentioned, we have a lot of new faces.
Mm-hmm.
We plan on getting new faces courtesy of our marketing strategy, aka just following a bunch of people that we think will like our stuff. And I've seen, while I've been following people, I've been trying to stick to Young Gravy fans, Cody Ko fans, TMG fans,
yeah.
Baby No Money fans. Some memer fans.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We're up like 50.
It's a matter of time before they're on our podcast.
Honestly. Yeah. You know? A matter of time. I've already actually hit Baby No Money and Cody Ko's DMs already. Wow. None of them responded. None of them opened it. So.
Crazy people.
But that DM is sitting in there. So, yeah. You know, they'll come around when.
Oh, yeah.
They'll come around, I imagine.
Won't be long enough before we're sitting on their DM.
Yeah.
Yeah, just leaving it.
So, if you're curious how we found you, that's how we found you. I found a couple cool people on there. There's a podcast that I found that they're doing similar to what we're doing.
All right.
Except it's about 420 Blaze It.
Respect.
Is that the code? 420... Blaze It.
And then big sweeping arm motions.
420 Blaze It.
Yeah, it's a TikTok dance, actually.
Yeah. Speaking of TikTok.
Hey.
Boom.
No.
We truly hate to announce this, but we think it's a power play because we're all about business moves here at the DID, the people's brand.
Mm-hmm. The business people brand.
A TikTok. We're making a TikTok.
Yeah. Shaza, you know, tell us what to do. What do you guys people... What does the people of TikTok do?
You're going to need to show us, but the reason we're making this decision is we've learned something about TikTok. We've learned that the algorithm on TikTok gives you more likely to have a video that blows up.
Yeah, it's much more like random.
That'll probably be out this month. Probably in the coming weeks, we're going to have our TikTok.
Yeah, catch us dancing.
Yeah.
And then like pointing at words or whatever above our head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then react, like, POVs.
Yeah. Or just a screenshot behind our face, and we slowly, like, dip out of frame.
Ladies, we do, Ben's going to be doing POV boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good at that. You saw my acting in the last podcast.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of, like, him. What's wrong?
Are you okay? Can I get you something?
Yeah.
Do you like some ice cream with that brain?
So if you ever wanted a famous boyfriend, now's the time, because we're doing POVs.
Yeah. Slide in.
What else do they do? They dance.
Yeah, I don't know. What is TikTok?
I don't know. I just have been told
through
our business
out.
Partners that TikTok is the move.
All right, catch us there. Maybe the geo tracker will be on TikTok. Who knows?
TikTok, yeah. Some
sick drifts.
I spent $1,700 on a PC. So that...
Way to just walk him into that one. TikTok. Okay.
So that shows you one of two things.
Yeah.
Obviously, it shows you my commitment to the people. It shows you the future content that's going to be coming to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we're the people's brand.
YouTube's going to be on that.
Also, it just shows you how rich I am, how much money I make. Like, $1,700? You would think I broke the bank.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like dropping a 10 bill.
Yeah.
But you guys would know that because you are us.
The people's brand.
You're us.
We're all just rolling.
So you're all rich gym rats.
Yeah.
So you guys know that 1700, all of you guys probably heard, 1700 on a PC.
Didn't even flinch.
Yeah. Because you guys are just like us.
Yeah. We're doing a giveaway, actually, $10 million. Guess the number between 1 and
35. Oh. Guess the number between DI 30. And 3.
Yeah, guess a letter in DID, and if you guess it right, $10 million your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know how it works.
Of course.
So with that PC, like we said, more content.
Yeah.
This is probably going to take place 2021. PC should be here around Christmas time for me. Mm-hmm. I'm renovating my whole setup. I'm getting a whole new setup. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
The YouTube is, obviously, we're dropping our podcasts on there. You're going to find music videos there. And then me and him have talked about the idea of actually doing some quality YouTube content.
Yeah, for sure.
However that leads us. Whether it's reaction videos, TikTok dances.
Short films. My acting career is going to blow up.
Yeah. You know, we're just the DID.
It'll actually just be us working out of the gym.
Yeah. The setup is at the gym.
Yeah.
So, we'll, you know, we just are people of many different crafts.
Yeah, crafts. Catch us at Michael's.
Yeah. So.
We'll flex them on him.
Didn't mean to flex. For those of you not watching, I just pulled out my cross chain. So.
It's platinum. Pure platinum.
Yeah. Ran me for about 200 racks.
Yeah. Got diamonds encrusted on the side. It's pretty brutal.
So. Yeah. TikTok. That's coming. YouTube. Coming. PC coming. Also, a big reason behind the PC was I'm going to start streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty. Content creator. What can I say? What can we say?
We're just the best.
Everything we do. You guys are too. I mean, you guys are here right now. Automatically qualifies you as the best.
Mm-hmm. Really just a podcast for the best. Obviously, that's the people's brand. We're all the best.
Yeah.
Hope you all are doing okay. Stay hydrated. Drink water. You know. School's tough. You're going to make it.
Yeah.
I failed a couple classes. It don't matter if you fail. I still graduated.
Because he's the best.
Yeah.
And just you being here makes you the best.
Yep.
With the Twitch stream, you can follow me. I'm not going to plug that yet. We won't plug that yet. That's going to be its own thing.
Relax.
Yeah, we're focused. Yeah, don't relax me. You just plugged your Instagram and cars and stuff. Okay?
Alright.
I'm the last person. I'm going to plug if I want to plug.
Relax.
Twitch.tv/METROHHH. That's Metro with three H's at the end.
Kind of had to think about it for a second there. Hmm?
Was that a diss? Because I didn't take it as a diss. Twitch.tv/Metro with three H's at the end. METROHHH.
That's what I like to see.
Beautiful.
METRO.
To the Metro. To the Metropolitan.
All right. Well, I think we're probably close to it.
Yeah, we're going to wrap that up. We need to come up with a close. We'll see you next week.
All right.